So I apologize, I didn't start the recording until after we did roll call. At this point in time, just for the record, we don't have a quorum. With one more person, we will have a quorum and the minutes will reflect who is in attendance. The first item on the agenda, get that pulled up a second.
Hey, Lisa.
Yep.
It's Erica. I just called in. I don't know if that was included in the number.
You weren't, so now you are, and now we have a quorum. Very good. Okay. All right, the first item of business is approval of the minutes of the June 22nd advisory group meeting. Those minutes were sent to everyone. Are there any comments, corrections, or questions about the minutes?
Do you care if somebody's name is spelled wrong?
Yes. Who did I spell wrong?
Mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it always happens. You just put a T on the end of it.
Oh.
So under section 6, members Credit and Herman, it's near the very bottom. It's the fifth line from the bottom of 6.
Okay. All right, we'll get that corrected. My apologies.
No problem.
If there are no other issues, can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Okay.
A second.
So I've got Weisenberger and Grant, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor, can you please say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. The next item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the advisory group either on the call or here in person, or anybody who would like to make public comment? If you didn't sign up in advance, that's okay. You can still comment tonight. Okay, so hearing none, we will go on to the next item of business. Small group discussion. Erica, is that something you want to do later, or is that something you think we can do now?
Why don't we go ahead and do that later, Lisa? Okay.
Okay, so the next item of business is the continued consideration and recommendation regarding the definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know that our working group has been working on that. And if somebody could help me pass these out, I would appreciate it. Let me grab one. Thank you. So we do have a working document, and if you'll give me just a moment, I will share this to my screen. And we'll also read it so that those of you who are on the call can hear it. Okay, so sorry about all the screen jumping there. I just wanted to get this clearly on my screen. So for those of you who are participating remotely, we have the definitions that the subgroup has been working on. I think for the purposes of our discussion and under Robert's Rules of Order, if I can get a motion to approve these and then a second, we can discuss it. It doesn't mean that we have to discuss or approve them as presented. We can continue our conversation, but because this was tabled, I think we need to have a motion to bring it back up for discussion. Thanks, Abby.
I'll motion.
All right, I've got Rogers and Creedy. Is there anybody from the work group who would like to talk to us a little bit about where you started and where you ended? And let's go through, I think, each term and define it.
We have a small representation present, maybe. So I mean, there were only six of us, and there's only two of us here, and Renee's virtual.
Right. I know the other two people who were involved, Mr. Schumacher and Brandhorse, Tim and Therese Peavy, thank you, were unable to attend tonight. But if you can just talk to us a little bit about this, and if we want to wait until everyone is here to respond, that would be fine before we take official action. But I think it's important to continue the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's much to say. I know you did some preliminary research on some of the loose land equity, and then we met in person once for a pretty long in-person meeting. And we were sort of able to, most of us came to a decision on equity number one, but there was a thing comfortable with that, so we have the second definition of equity. But the second one you might notice is the original one that was provided to this group at our last meeting. So that one is there too for anybody. Whatever we end up moving on. So yeah, we discussed it in our in-person meeting, and then we ended up pressing pause on inclusion because we needed a little bit more time to kind of discuss that and think about it. But yeah, so this is what we ultimately came up with for diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what we chose to present to the co-chairs.
I think just to build on that a little bit, a few differences, there is kind of a universal nugget or universal theme that carried through various definitions that we looked at. And so, you know, you might say, well, what's different about this? Or, you know, what was important to add in? We spent a lot of time considering how the definitions worked together and making sure that they were internally consistent so that if you were looking at equity, that it, you know, that it was consistent with, you know, any references to diversity. And then what we did, both for equity and inclusion, was making sure that, equity, we broke out into both a concept of the process as well as the concept of the outcome. We all, I think, were referring to these as guidelines. You know, there's a difference, I guess, between a definition and, you know, a overarching framework. So I think as the work went on, these moved from, you know, what you might see in a dictionary to a template or a reference point that could be consulted back as the board does work or, you know, is looking at different issues through a DEI lens. And both for equity and inclusion then, we built in and had a discussion amongst ourselves about what it means to build in voices of those impacted and the perspectives of those impacted into the process. So that is one of the key differences, I think, from our recommendation and our endpoint when we look at equity and when we look at inclusion. And I'm sure I'm glossing over a lot of other discussion, but.
I'd like to ask a question. So with regard to the three terms, as a working group, would you say that there's certain ones, because I was privy to obviously all the emails going back and forth. So are there certain ones that you agree on and can be discussed It sounds like you're saying there are some other ones like inclusion that you still want more time to discuss.
No. I think we've decided on inclusion. This is what we want to present to the group about it.
All three.
Yeah.
The only difference is a more narrow equity definition where we started versus the more expanded one that contemplates the process and the outcomes and incorporates the concept of centering voices.
Yeah, the only thing, and I would add to what Jessica and Amy said, is we didn't make any of this up. I mean, we consulted GAIR, we consulted the PTA documents. I mean, that we went to other places to kind of rip into those and see what we could incorporate and not incorporate. So, and it was a good, healthy discussion.
So is this, so since we still have two definitions here for equity, where would you say the work group is at with that?
I don't know what else to say other than five of us agreed on the first one and one of us didn't, one of us preferred the second one. So.
Yeah, and I'm the lone juror on that one. I think the definitions have gotten really, really good. The only concern I have with the first recommendation that everybody else liked is this idea of outcome versus opportunity. And I think the first definition basically says that we're aspiring to have all outcomes to be equal. And I think there's personal agency involved in life decisions. And so I would feel much more comfortable with having equal opportunity than equal outcomes.
Isn't that the difference between equity and equality?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if we accept equity, that applies one thing. If we change it to diversity, equality, and inclusion, that would be a different definition, a different discussion, I think.
Well, and I will, I'll share some of our discussion around that if it helps, because I think this was a learning process, for a lot of us. So I think my reflections on the answer to that are contained in that first sentence, equity is a commitment. We like the idea, the other definitions had kind of that introductory concept, and we like the idea of having consistency among the definitions in that regard. And I think that is what equity is. It's more that if equal opportunity works, then we would not need equity, but we are making a commitment to consider whether everybody has the same abilities and opportunities to achieve the same outcomes. It's not saying everybody has the same outcomes, but it's making sure that we are committed to rebalancing the pathway to those outcomes.
If I may. The two words, equity and equality, are not necessarily current and equal or synonymous. Equality requires standards, comparisons as to how we treat and do with other people. Equity refers to criteria, principles that go beyond just equality. That's the reason why in the people of color community discussions, the word equality is disappearing because it was limited. It required too many variables and it was it became relative to, whereas the principle of equity demands that the concept of equity as such be applied. And it's more encompassing than just producing outcomes that everybody else, you know, is receiving.
Well, and it may be, the concept might be reflected in the last sentence, and this is something that I think there is unanimous consensus among the group on that equity isn't equal, that sometimes the process and outcomes of equity may require a greater direction of resources or a greater contribution or different treatments. I know we didn't give everybody much lead time.
So on the Zoom call, I saw that John has his hand raised. John, do you want to jump in here?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I want to say that I agree with Mindy on this one. I prefer the sort of equity, equality of opportunity. I forgot the person who was speaking earlier. It's hard to follow on the video call, but somebody made a statement that, I guess something along the lines of if maybe equity of opportunity was not working, so that's why we need equity of outcome or something like that. But, I'm not sure that's, you know, proven. The other thing I have to say is I think the original text, which was written by the professional from Dominican who, you know, does this for a living, that had equity of opportunity, not outcome. And I, since Sheila Redford Hill is on the call here, I would just love to, if it's copacetic with the rules, with Robert's rules, I would love to hear her, you know, if she's willing to give an opinion on the difference between, you know, the equity of opportunity versus the equity of outcome. Thanks.
Thanks. I wanted, first of all, to echo Lisa Petros' comments about the first definition or first sentence in the original definition. Because I think it's really important to talk about the resources for people to have opportunities to succeed. And in that way, I fall into the opportunity group because that sentence, although I must say that I've used other definitions of equity, but in this context, I believe that equity, that first sentence in the original definition, does privilege this idea of opportunity to succeed, particularly for those who have not had those opportunities in the past. I also would like to say that the idea of privileging voices and concerns of others who have been impacted by inequality is an extremely important addition, and I think it should be incorporated into whatever definition we finally settle on. Because I think it's important that when we talk about inequities, that we actually listen to people who have experienced these inequities and not assume that we know what they are. Now, to weigh in on outcomes versus opportunities, outcomes are very important. If we don't think in terms of what an equitable outcome would be, then we have no way of holding anyone accountable for an inequitable outcome. So I believe that we do have to privilege outcomes as well, but as an accountability mechanism. Not to say that we all have the same outcomes, but to say that we have a mechanism to ensure that no policy, procedure, or practice further disadvantages any group. So I hope that that is helpful, and thank you for listening to me.
Want to wait? And you know what, just for the folks on the Zoom call, I'm sorry to interrupt you. When you go to speak, if you could just say your name so that the people who are on Zoom know who's speaking in the room, I think that would be helpful.
I don't know, Jim Norman, I don't know how many people have seen it, but there is an equity comic strip, which kind of shows the difference graphically between equity and equality that I found really helpful. And I think it gets to the core of what you all were speaking to, that what is equity. I also think these definitions, because they start to run into each other in some way. So maybe if it was I think if we've tried to define, we've also tried to define some outcome for something yet don't know is going to occur. And I think that's caused things to run into each other, because some of the things we refer to equity, like having voices at the table, is inclusion. That's not equity. Equity is an outcome, whether it be opportunity or something else, at least from my perspective, and as I've seen it used in the corporate world. And it does deal with inequities that have occurred before and recognizing those. To me, it almost sounds in this context more about access than either of those other things. Mm-hmm. That people don't have access because of systemic issues, and equity is identifying those and removing those and giving people access, whether that be opportunity, whether that be, and I'm thinking about the ways we would use it, perhaps it'd be helpful if you could ground it in the space that people are going to be using it rather than in the ethereal. Does that make sense?
So Jessica's got her hand up first.
So the working group did talk through the fact that incorporating the voices of those impacted is both a part of equity and inclusion. So that's included in both of these. Like inclusion talks about including and centering the voices of those most impacted, but also the first definition of equity also mentions that as well too. So you're right, they do run into each other, which is part of like the work and discussion that we did like over the last 4 weeks or something like that. So I feel bad if people just got this like tonight, so people might not even have had a chance to like read through it. So I don't know if we should like read through it as a group or something, so people can just see what all is like here, what all it encompasses.
So I'm just gonna go in order of the hands that I see popping up. So bear with me, Glenn.
Yes, Glenn Weisenberger. I was not at the last meeting, so I apologize that I don't have the full context, but I have a feeling that we're going to be going in circles on this for some time, unless we state that these are working definitions that we can come back and revise and reword, retool at any point in time in our process. Because if you look at our purpose is to develop an initiative. And then our mission is to remove barriers. I believe we'll have a better sense of how we define things once we get into that process. And I see nothing in the charge to us that requires us to come up with these definitions at the outset. And I'm not certain that that is a wise way to proceed, to lock ourselves in to definitions at this point in a process which is very complex, very intricate, which is going to turn back on itself many times as we revise our understanding. So for me as a member, I'm not all that concerned precisely what these definitions say, providing we reach an understanding that these are working definitions. So is there a motion perhaps in order that I make a motion that these are working definitions subject to revision as we proceed?
So you can do that. I just, as a point of clarification before, so you can make a motion, or you can ask that the original people who made the motion to consider this amend it to incorporate that language. So just as a point of clarification though, at the outset of the creation of this group, the Village Board of Trustees asked that this particular group define these terms.
I actually was on Zoom for that discussion. And I think we do have to define this at some point in our process. I'm not so sure necessarily this is the way to begin by putting something like this in concrete. Because I think our own understanding as we discuss things and work together, it'll change over time. It didn't say define first, if I recall the meeting. It didn't say the first thing that this group has to do is define the terms. It was understood that we would define the terms at some point. So I believe this entirely comports with what was said at the meeting of the trustees. So my motion still stands. We can handle it procedurally any way you want.
Well, I think there's a few other people who want to be heard as well.
Yeah. I want to just make one statement about that. So thank you very much for sharing. I do think it's important as we move towards this work that we all have an understanding of what these three terms mean, especially since they are part of the committee's name, what exactly we're working on. So if we've got some members, if we haven't come to an understanding generally, we may be working with different facts, right, and working towards different things. So in that respect, I think it is good to have a general sense defined for these terms. That being said, I do love your idea of stating that these are definitions that with time we can revise according to our further understanding. But I do think that if we can come up with something that's broad enough for us to get to work and for us to have understanding this committee would be important. And I understand why the trustees asked for it. And I'm gonna let you.
Okay, so Glenn, is there something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are in agreement. I have no problem with enacting a resolution that uses these definitions for our work as we proceed with the understanding that we can change them. One of the reasons, and there are many, why I suggest this is those who don't buy into the definition that we adopt today might then feel somewhat excluded and feel like they're not being heard in further discussions of these matters. And I would not want that to happen. I don't want to bring anybody up short by virtue of a definition at this juncture in our operation. I think that that is just not a good way to proceed. So I stand by my original idea, however we want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be good to, in this discussion, see like what are the differences, right? So if we're all generally okay with the idea of outcomes being a part of the definition of equity. We heard from Sheila Radford, if we are generally okay with that as a group, we can move on from that item. If there's something, and then if there's something else, you know, as we're talking, that's that we want to kind of go through.
So I see
well,
there
I
are two.
What Sheila said is, I'm sorry, Erica, go ahead.
No, so Mindy, just hang on 1 second because, I'm just kind of clocking who's raised their hand. I see those of you who are on Zoom who have raised your hand. So I will get to you in just one moment. Mr. Navarro, you had your hand up.
Yeah, very originally, my name is Robert Navarro. Originally, from the moment that I began to read the content of the work I've been done on defining and understanding, I saw the main weakness in engaging ourselves into something that is going to kind of stand in front of people, or it's going to be something that can easily be just shelved away. This has to lead immediately to corrective action on things that we've been doing already that are going to be not very square with the principle of equity. That's one of the reasons why society as a whole, and in particular, the village of River Forest, is in a process of redefinitions, yes, but more than that, commitments to change. In the process of trying to change, that's when the real refining of the definitions that we have been working with come. Not intellectually first. That's what I want to say.
Okay. So just one more person and then we'll get to the callers on Zoom in just 1 second. You had your hand up, and I'm sorry, two, and then Abby, you did as well.
Well, I agree with Glenn's comments. I think either definition of equity we could certainly work with, keeping it open to the fact that as we're presented with situations that this committee is going to be deciding on for the village, for when you can apply that to a specific topic as opposed to just this ethereal general definition out there, it'll help to further define these things. And we're not talking about moving forward without definitions. But, you know, we've spent an hour last time, a small group spent a lot of time working on it. We're spending another hour. And I think we're just, like he says, we're just going to be like a replaying loop of everybody's feelings about these different things. I think it's time to pick one and move forward and get down to the business that we're here for, as opposed to, you know, we could spend, they spent years discussing these definitions, and like I say, it really won't crystallize until we have something to actually work on and discuss, and it may involve changing the definition as we get to those points.
Abby?
I do want to make a couple of, share some more, I guess, perspective on our process to get to this. We did end up internally as a working group defining these as guidelines. We didn't want to, there is no one definition. Again, there's room for interpretation. We tried very hard to think about things that were reference points and language that was meaningful within and relevant to our community. We tried to make it, a viable guideline that could be referred back to. And we actually gave it a spin in some different contexts. We tried these concepts out to see how they work and what does this look like, you know, in this setting. I think that this isn't just, let's get down the road and figure out what we're doing, because that really runs the risk of us getting down the road and saying, oh, you know, what we want to do is not really what we thought we set out to do. We want to do a much easier version of this. I think that if these definitions don't work or are difficult to understand in the abstract form, I think what would be really helpful is for all of us to have more discussion about what some of these concepts are, what some of this language means, why we as a group put it on paper so that we as a community have a better understanding about the work we're doing, not about changing language to back into the work we want to do, if that makes sense.
Sure.
I guess I agree with Trustee Wagner in the end about more discussion, not less, around the concepts.
So there were two people on Zoom who had their hands up, and I'm going to stop sharing my screen just for a moment so I can see. I apologize, I didn't see. Oh, here we go. So Sheila, you had yours up, and then John, we'll get to you.
Thank you, Lisa. The only thing I would like to say to the idea of working definitions is that this committee has done a lot of work and has discussed these concepts. I think what they have arrived at is some general definitions that provide a framework for what I would call working definitions. I don't consider these working definitions because it's very difficult to move from these general definitions to specific goals, objectives, and specific measurements for specific policies. So I think it's difficult to move from these definitions, which are general definitions, you might call them guidelines, I heard that, to a working definition by which you can measure some outcomes. So I would say that these definitions, with the inclusion of some of definition two into definition one, and I particularly said that the one that I thought was whose voices need to be privileged in the conversation around inequity, because whose experiences are we actually talking about? But I think that once you hire the consultant, there will be much more specific definitions as you go through the policies. So I think in general, a motion to pass these definitions, they can be revised, they will be revised, and they will be refined to be more measurable is something that I would hope the committee would consider.
So Rosie, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. So I think we're just talking a lot about, well, do we want to vote or do we not? Something that I just want to ask is, like, I guess what is the main issue that people have with the new definition as opposed to the old definition? And just like, what is the main thing? Because I think they're both, you know, kind of saying the same thing, except the second one is giving a little bit more, you know, a little bit more, you know, adding more color to it. I think maybe the one thing that people might be disagreeing on is the as an outcome part. And I don't know, maybe just a different type of wording, like instead of as an outcome, maybe like the goal of equity is this, or I don't know. I guess I'm just wondering, like, what is the main point of disagreement between the two? Because I think they're pretty similar. One is just a lot more elaborate than the other. Other than the as an outcome part, I think is the main thing.
So Glenn had his hand up, then Stacy, then Robert.
I was just going to say that the speaker who is on Zoom, I think, captured the essence of what I'm suggesting. When I say working definition, I think that's a term of art for groups like this, where we come up with a definition that we are going to work with. And maybe that was the understanding from the beginning, but I simply wanted to clarify that. And I'm prepared to vote on the subgroup's recommendation with the understanding that these are working definitions subject to revision by the group as we proceed. And in order to move things along, I'll make that a motion.
Well, there's already a motion on the floor. So again, the next the people who originally made the motion would have to amend it.
Can I amend?
You can't. You can ask that they amend it, but I would like for us to get through discussion because to be perfectly candid, this is not in any way to say something negative, but we have had a short amount of time to consider this. So we didn't get an opportunity to present it to the entire group in advance of the meeting. Personally, I'm not prepared to vote on it tonight. I have some different things that I think we need to discuss and kind of think through, but I think it's important that we not move this along for the sake of moving it along. I think there is good discussion that's needed and good discussion that's happening. And I apologize because I passed over John Grant on the phone.
What do you need to address him?
Yeah, sorry about that. John?
Sure. I wanted to agree again with Sheila. I think that it would be good to just vote. I probably agree with Lisa. Maybe voting tonight's not great, but I think rather than trying to delay a definition, I think we can go ahead and just make one, and it's not going to be perfect, but nothing in life is perfect. And also, I guess maybe Erica, well, Lisa as well, would be able to attest to this, but I do think that the trustees, my impression was that the trustees did want the definition to be done first thing, essentially, not something to be dragged out. I may be wrong about that, but that was my impression. And then the speaker after Sheila about the comment about this distinction between equality of opportunity versus outcome. I agree that it could be maybe teased out or sort of essentially what I heard Sheila say was that I didn't hear her come out and say, yes, we should define this as equality of outcomes. I heard her say that that outcomes are important and that outcomes can be something of a marker, or they can be used somehow to determine whether the definitions are good or the policies that you're putting in place are actually good. But using outcomes as full-throated goal as the definition from the start, I don't think I can agree to that. I mean, certainly there could be a number of people who do agree to it and it could pass without me, but I personally would, and I don't know, maybe Sheila can go into more detail on that, and I don't want to put too much pressure on her, but maybe in general we can go into a little bit more detail on it, but I do think it's important, and that's all I'll say on that for now. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I add something, Lisa?
I think Stacy's half.
Yeah, Mindy, 1 second, and then we'll get, so yeah. We'll go Stacy and then Mindy.
No problem.
So I just wanted to first thank the subcommittee for putting this together. I think this is a really, making progress in terms of putting something together that is useful for the group. I just wanted to, I guess listening to this kind of conversation about outcome versus opportunities, if they're two distinct pieces, the choose between them as if we don't need both in order to have equity. I don't think we can have any kind of concept of equity without both of them, because I think the example, at the end is a really, you could use that, right? So if you're like, okay, we need to get to, the third floor, right? The outcome is, you know, everybody gets to the third floor. The opportunity is getting to the third floor. How do we do that? So I find it, you know, I think that, you know, I didn't hear John mentioned equality of outcome, and I don't see that in this definition or hear it being discussed. I think it's more a question of, like, you know, the outcomes that we're looking to achieve. You know, how do we accomplish those? You know, what do we need to do? And I think that's really a big part of that. This group is figuring out what those are. So we kind of need to do that in order to actually accomplish that we hope to see. So I just want to, I don't want it to become a X versus Y situation, because I'm having a hard time seeing how they're separate and distinct and not together in the same pot.
So Stacy, Mindy was next. Mindy, are you there?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that we spent a lot of time talking about centering underrepresented or marginalized voices in the definition of inclusion. And whatever definition, well, I wouldn't want to see the, we don't need to be redundant, I guess is my point. We've got it in inclusion. If people want to move that idea of actively seeking out and centering voices that have been traditionally underrepresented or marginalized, if we want to move that to the equity definition, we can. We just put it in inclusion.
Next, I'm sorry, going, yes, the gentleman in the back, and I'm sorry, I'm still getting to know names.
Jim Norman.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
I do think, I mean, I support the notion of the working definition. I mean, I think you've got definitions in here. The group has done a great job. You've got definitions in here. You've got strategies in here. You've got values in here, and you've got process in all of this. I think calling it a working definition, and then you have 50 people who are at wide ranges of spectrum in terms of understanding and sensibilities. And so we do need some work together. We do need some education together. And we do need some time together over issues to get to realistic and meaningful definition. Because to me, definitions are definitions. Strategies are something else, and values are something else. And the group has done a good job at getting us launched in all of those categories. But this is more to me than definitions. But I think it is great as working to flush out, have greater discussion, and greater clarity.
So Renee, I know you had your hand up as well.
Okay. I have first a question for the group. And again, thank you. This is really good. In the first paragraph, we talk about disadvantages some people face through no fault of their own. Could you, what was the motivation through no fault of their own? And the reason I ask is I've done a lot of work with the Community Renewal Society, so I think about like ex-offenders. It feels like a value statement or a judgment. I don't know if that's really necessary to have that in here.
So if you take the history of racial disparity, if you believe that,
right,
that for instance, there were people who were not allowed to have access to housing.
No, I get that.
But these are systemic issues which through no fault of their own.
Right, but I guess my point is that do those words really need to be there? I just think I get where you're coming from, but I'm like, well, what if we say this guy's an ex-offender? Well, you know, I don't care what color he is, he's still a disadvantaged subgroup, right? We wanna lift this person up. Do we make a judgment there? Like, what if somebody's living on the street because they have a gambling problem? Do we make a judgment there? I just don't know if those words are necessary. That's just my two cents. And it's just that through no fault of their own, because obviously.
It requires a determination as to whether there's fault.
Right, and I just don't know that we need to have that there.
Can somebody from the subgroup maybe give your thoughts on that?
And thank you. We know you guys are being called upon a lot to speak to this.
We consulted lots of different materials. It may be, that may have been language in something we consulted, but and I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I think it does speak to the, I did not make the choice to, that can come out in all kinds of different ways. I could choose to, I could choose to not to, I'm not doing a good job of doing this, but and somebody might say, I give all this up. I don't care to live in these trappings, whatever. You know, somebody else may very much want to achieve the quality of life that many of us, that I, as a, white, very, well-off female, whatever, here in River Forest have. Somebody might reject that. Somebody else might want that, but not be able to access that.
No, I understand. So I understand equity as truly being access to and allocation of resources. That's what I think of it as, allocation of education.
That was important to us. And that's why the outcome was important.
I think that's fine. I'm just saying that I feel like I lean more towards Dr. Sheila's idea that it really is access to and allocation of resources, which is that comic strip that you had mentioned where they're trying to peek over the fence. And if everybody had the same size box, the shorter person's still not going to be seeing over the fence. That person needs more resources. They need a taller box to have the same view.
And we all also have to agree that seeing over the fence is an outcome that we all desire.
I'm cool. I'm totally
having that vision is a collective benefit.
And then no fault of their own. It's that person is short and they can't see over the fence, and that's not their fault that they're short.
That's true too.
So that's the
best. And I think, and I want to speak for you, but I'm thinking the wheelchair example, we decide to we want to ask the question, why are they in a wheelchair?
But I'm cool with the outcome thing. I think it's important to have a way to have metrics around that. But that was my only thing.
Okay, Glenn.
Could you read the motion that's on the floor?
The motion was to approve the definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And there must have been content of those definitions, right?
Those were not read into the record. They were presented to you tonight.
So the only motion on the floor right now is to accept a definition that is not in the motion.
Correct.
I just don't even know how to respond to that. We have a motion without any content.
I think the purpose of the motion was to get the conversation going because we started with definitions at the last meeting. We have some proposed revised definitions tonight.
Well, in all due respect to the chair, we're going to operate by Robert's rules and we're going to do the things in a parliamentary fashion that governing bodies are required to do. I think we ought to respect those rules. And we have a motion right now without any content whatsoever. So if I sought to amend it, which I do have the right to do, I can put a motion on the floor to amend it, contrary to what I think you suggested earlier.
Okay.
I'm not convinced I know what I would be amending. Now, I do have an amendment given the situation we're in, to be very honest with you. And my motion to amend, which I believe is in order, is that any definition that we adopt as a group at this juncture are considered the working definitions. That is, definitions that may be revised at any time during our proceedings. That is my motion. I believe it requires a second.
Okay.
I'll second it because I think this is John Grant. I think it's actually in the original wording that's a working definition. I think it's a great way to, you know, just move ahead, you know. Okay, it's a working definition, so I second it.
Good. The reason why I asked for the point of inquiry is to find out whether it was in the original motion, and as it was read back to me, it was not. I think we ought to have clarity on this.
So I think what John may be referring to is, in general, the definitions that we are looking to establish with diversity, equity, and inclusion for this committee are ones that we have an understanding can change over time. And I think, John, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that we have that generally as an understanding of the committee.
Well,
correct. Yes, I agree. I agree with that.
My motion still stands because the motion as it was read back to me didn't say that.
So for just administrative items, then, when we do this motion, mm-hmm. and let's say we were to vote on these definitions tonight that the subgroup has given us,
mm-hmm.
and we say yes to that. When we read that back in our meeting notes, are the definitions included?
I can read them into the record tonight.
Okay.
So they're available to everybody, but I can read them into the record now as amended. I don't know that we have consensus though on the definitions.
No.
And so my concern is if we take a vote now, I think it would be good to do a straw poll, but I'm not even necessarily comfortable with that. I think healthy debate is warranted here. And I want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to weigh
point
in.
Of order. That does not go to the motion that's on the floor. And this is second. The motion that's on the floor that's been seconded is that whatever definitions are adopted will be working definitions that can be subject to revision at any time until we conclude our process. And I think if we can at least reach an understanding on that point, it will help us move on and be willing to have some flexibility about whatever definitions we now adopt. And I think we can achieve a greater consensus. That's why I've made the motion. So I hope we can keep the discussion pertinent to the amended motion that's on the floor.
Yeah, and I think, thank you for that. I understand that comment. I do think the discussion that we're having right now is relative to that, because if we are going to be putting forth a vote this evening, questions like yours around through no fault of their own is substantial, you know, in what we are considering tonight. And if there's any other clarifications, I know you said that you're not prepared to vote necessarily tonight, but if there are clarifications that you're looking for from the subgroup, we could discuss those.
So there's been a motion and a second, and we're discussing the motion.
Yeah, just again to clarify, I don't think we have to vote on any definitions. I think we just have to vote on the amendment that I proposed. I think that would be helpful so that we understand the process that we're engaging in.
Question.
Yeah, not to totally disagree, because I do think we're spending a lot of time on this, and I think that's what, right, we don't want to waste every single meeting. We could probably spend every single meeting talking about these definitions, but I do think that it is important that we do agree on something, because to the point that I just made, when will we have the opportunity to change? Are we going to every meeting say, should we revisit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when are we going to have the opportunity to continue adjusting these? And maybe we bring it up once a month or something, you know, is there any changes that anyone recommends? I don't know, or do you have any thoughts on it? I guess I'm just, I
actually
Can I add one thing?
Well, hang on one second. Mindy, let Glenn respond to the question.
I actually do have some thoughts on that. I tend to think that what's going on right now is that there is a larger national debate that we're trying to focus locally, particularly on this issue of results rather than opportunity. That's a very large debate right now. We may not need that distinction in terms of reducing barriers for our community. I don't know, because I don't know where we're going exactly, but I know our job is to eliminate barriers. We've been sort of charged to come up with some definitions because that's part of the legislative history. And I'm certainly willing to do that. But I think as we proceed, we may understand, we may have great consensus as to what we need to do as a community, a local community, without getting into some of the issues that are part of the national debate right now. So that's where I'm coming from, to be very honest with you. It isn't as if I just am a parliamentary, somebody who obsesses with parliamentary order. I mean, I'm really trying to forward, to be very honest with you and candid with you.
So there was a hand up online a second on Zoom, and then we'll get to you. I'm sorry, let me.
I think it was Mindy.
Was it Mindy? Yep, thank you.
I like the discussion that we're having, and I think it's really productive. I almost wish we were reviewing the slideshow to really hone in on what we're talking about. I think everybody has an idea that somehow we're going to solve all the issues in River Forest through this one taxing entity called the Village of River Forest. And you know, my understanding of our governmental structure is that the community center provides social services. The school district provides educational services. The library provides services. The park district provides programs and services. And so, I mean, it's part of getting to these definitions will help us operationalize the elimination of barriers to bring in people who have not been part of the conversations that affect them. I mean, I do think it's important that we hone in on this, and having a working definition with two definitions of equity, I don't know, it just, I don't know if it's, I'm no parliamentarian, but can we pause this conversation, let people percolate on it till our next meeting, and then and bounce it off some neighbors and reach some kind of consensus?
I have just a question. Do we feel that we are in discussion over, like you said, specifically opportunity versus outcome? Is everything else a constant and everyone agrees? Or there was an exception, like you said, with the one part, but I think we should find out what we're arguing about right now. You know, yeah. It's, you said push these through, but there's two definitions. So which one goes through?
No, I did not say that.
You said working definitions.
I said, whatever we adopt is a working definition.
Yeah,
I don't support either one. My motion doesn't support either one or both.
Okay.
Right, I'm amending the original motion that we come up with definitions. And I, in effect, by amendment, inserted language in that these, whatever definitions we adopt, are working definitions that are subject to revision by this group as we proceed. That's all, and that's the only relevant discussion we should be having at this moment. The chair should keep us focused on that. Is that because we are a parliamentary group?
So, Jessica, you have a comment.
I want to say I agree with Rosie. What Rosie said about, like, if you got these as working definitions, when are we going to come back to them? Like, once a month? Like, because I know Glenn's point when he first brought it up was like, these should be working definitions so we don't talk about them forever. But to me, making them working definitions is a way to talk about them forever because we're going to keep bringing it back up because they're working definitions and we can amend it whenever we want. So that's another way to like spend more time than necessary. And I do think, as people have said before, that we need something practical to like get us off the ground. Doesn't mean it's going to stay this way forever in concrete. And something else that somebody else. I feel like this group right now is trying to redo what the subgroup did. Like we already did that. We didn't just like come up with words out of nowhere. Like we did research. I'm happy to like share that research with either the chairs and maybe they can share it to the group if they want to know where these ideas came from. But it is based on real research that, you know, that like equity groups, you know, both local, national, do Mindy share resources with us from the national PTA. I share a number of resources of groups that do racial equity work, and they all have, you know, definitions of equity, diversity, and inclusion. And that's how we came up with this language. So it is based on like real things and outcomes was a through line in a lot of those. I want to say that even the PTA may have, I'm not sure about that, but I think they might have. And so anyway, feeling like this group is kind of still like, well, we want to change it. It's like last meeting, people could have raised their hand if they wanted to be a part of that group, and six people did, and they did that work. Yeah, like for this group of, I don't know, 20 people to be trying to redo it, that's what we were trying to avoid last meeting. So it doesn't feel practical.
Just want to say one.
Well, we haven't heard, if you don't mind, if I can call on somebody who hasn't spoken yet tonight.
Thank you. To Glenn's point, what we're doing, our mission and our goals of the group are to examine and reduce barriers. And to do that, I don't see a one size fits all. I don't see it as Stacy said, a dichotomy between an opportunity and an outcome. Those are situational. They're not always going to apply. There's some things that opportunity won't apply to. There's some things that outcome won't apply to. I see four key terms that have been brought up: resources, opportunity, outcomes, and impact. I think whatever definition, working definition that we do adopt should include all four of them because we'll need to use them and operationalize them situationally. There are going to be some things that, you know, like I don't see where opportunity applies. Like when I think about housing appraisals, and if the variable within housing appraisals that we're learning in research right now is the race of the homeowner, there are not a lot of opportunity for that person to change the situation, but there is a big impact that we can change the outcome. And in other situations, there might not be an obvious outcome, but there will be an impact and an opportunity. So I think that we could find a way to really utilize the group's work along with Sheila Redford Hill's comments about including that resources question without needing to revise this actually very much at all.
Mm-hmm. I think
we can do it. I hear those four key things through this conversation.
Can I just get
on? Of course.
So my name is Sam Yates.
If you could just do me a favor, speak up for the folks who are on the Zoom call. We have a microphone that's up here and I can only stretch it so far.
Can you hear me?
If you could talk as loud as possible.
Okay.
Barely.
Okay. So just to want to add on, and this is something I've been very passionate in, and I was involved in my daughter's school and tried to bring in equity and diversity and inclusion. I think the point of what we are having, what my understanding so far is between the outcome and the opportunities. So yes, we can juggle those two terms, but right now I really wanna know in depth about like the root causes of what's the barriers. First of all, I would like to know what are the barriers that we're talking about and what are the you know, the root causes of these narratives that we are actually trying to solve or trying to analyze, or where the data, where do we get the actual numbers, or, you know, things that we can look at it through the lens of what we're discussing about the opportunities and outcomes. I mean, without those substances, we're just kind of, you know, looping around the same conversations. And I apologize for not being last week. And I'd love to, you know, get involved in a subgroup if I had a chance, but you know. So as respect of all our time and then being here, and I really appreciate of, you know, six of involuntarily getting into this meeting and definitions and then being in a subgroup. I really appreciate that. That's noble. But I think we should really move on to the next level here and getting something that we can analyze through, because we understand the certain definitions of, you know, equity. And also, you know, what about the diversity? What about the inclusion? We didn't even talk about that part. So how long are we going to juggle the definition?
I think in response to one of the things that Glenn brought up was what we discussed last time. Is this a framework or is this a definition? And will we get ourselves in trouble if we make it a definition? Because in the future, we want to make sure that we encompass everything. And so I'm hearing tonight that we're saying that maybe when we hire someone else, they might change the definition as well. But then we're also saying that we were charged with developing a definition, but we also understand that we have to develop a framework to work under so that we're all not coming from 1,000 different directions. And so we come back to the decision of last week. Is this a framework or is this a definition?
Can I ask you back to me? So having that, I mean, and I totally understand and respect that it comes from different backgrounds, so that we may have differences of how we look at it. That's the purpose of diversity. Right. That's the, you know, the essence of why we are here. We are not going to agree on definition at this point because we're from all these different backgrounds. And that's where we are here to discuss about things, but we don't have any data to even look at it, to why this is barrier and why this is an obstacle that we cannot solve it.
And I agree. I think that is the very next step of our work, right, is to begin to look at those things. And that you're right, that if we can move past this part, then we can start to look at, you know, and question what kind of data do we need. So I would like to see, if we are talking about the subgroups definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion that we have in front of us this evening, do people feel ready to vote on those this evening?
Pardon me, I didn't hear the input.
Do people feel ready to vote on those this evening?
Exactly.
Point of order.
Well, so Glenn is asking that we first vote, correct me if I'm wrong, Glenn, on incorporating working definition into the language. Is that correct?
Yes, of the original motion.
Okay.
I moved to amend the language as you read it to me, that we're adopting a working definition subject to revision at any point during our work. That's all.
Okay.
We vote on that. We're not voting on any of the definitions. We're just voting on that one point.
So let me just ask a question. Do you want, it sounds as though you want there to be a vote. Are you comfortable though, and unless I hear opposition to it, which I'm not necessarily sure I hear opposition, I hear some concerns about, and let me just be clear, even absent your motion, these are local actions. They're not state mandated, meaning what we do, we can change. And so I'm happy to incorporate it even without a motion, but we can also certainly take a vote on the motion. And I don't mean to frustrate you. I think I clearly understand what you're seeking. I think what I'm asking though, and we can still take a vote, is that if we start to go down just procedurally the rabbit hole of every change becomes a motion and we vote them up or down, my concern is we won't get to an end. And I do think we all want to bring this to a close relatively quickly. Our next meeting is in 2 weeks plus one day. And I think it's important enough at the outset. And while we all recognize that there's a lot that we don't know yet, I think it's important enough to discuss this and get it to a point where we've had an opportunity to hear what everybody has to say. And I think that's what's happening tonight. And I don't think anybody wants to talk this to death or debate this to death or spend the next six meetings doing this. I don't think that's what anyone is proposing. But for the working group, this is the first opportunity that the larger group has had to see these things. And so I don't think anybody's trying to unravel the work or redo the work. I think everybody's just trying to understand and come to a level of comfort and understanding and support. And so this is how the sausage, I think, just gets a little bit made.
You asked me the question. I would like to have the motion voted on because I would like that language to be in the record.
Okay.
Can I ask a procedural question about this motion? Just understand how it works. So I'm not entirely clear what the motion actually is. Basically, if the motion passes, what would be the difference in process in changing the definitions going forward?
So nothing really. So we can incorporate, what he's asking to do is incorporate the phrase, these are working definitions. So the definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion are working definitions subject to revision.
At any time by this group.
And is that already true?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so he just wants to articulate something that's already.
Yes. So right now, what's actually happening is we're discussing the motion because there's a motion, a second, and a discussion. If the group is ready to vote on the motion, we can do that and then move on. It doesn't mean we still can't discuss this because we still have not adopted any definition.
And I just wanted to clarify that the motion, because the original motion was understood by many to be a motion to adopt these definitions.
Right.
I just wanted to be very clear that the amended motion is not to adopt any definitions, just to it is simply, if we vote, it is that this is whatever ultimately does pass is just labeled working.
Yes.
It's already working.
That's exactly.
It'll with or without the motion, it'll be a working definition.
Yes, so, correct. So John and then Cindy, and then unless there's any other debate on the motion that Glenn proposed, let's vote and get back to it. Fair enough, John?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say that essentially I agree with what the last, let's say, two or three speakers said. And the reason I did the second is because I also agree with, I think, what Ken was saying, and also with what Erica was saying, that these ideas were essentially here from the beginning. And I think all that's being asked is just to, let's say, formalize that. It's always been, I think it's always been understood that this is like a quote unquote working definition. That doesn't mean that it's not a definition. And I agree with Ken, let's make a definition and charge forward, you know, and if I love it, great. If I don't love it, who cares? You know, I'm part of a group, but I agree. Yeah, let's make it go forward. And I think this is just a sort of formal way to say that this is a working definition, and I think we had that agreement all along. So if meeting the semantics, you know, allows the discussion to end and move it forward, that's why I seconded it. So thank you.
And Cindy has her hand up too.
Okay.
Cindy?
Yeah, I think you may have answered my question. I actually have two questions, but so if I'm understanding this, we really don't need the amendment, because we can at any time decide to change this and make a motion to do that.
Yes, so if you support Glenn's motion to add the phrase, the definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion are working definitions subject to revision. So if you support that motion, you'll vote yes. If you don't support it, you'll vote no when we call the vote. Is everyone clear?
But we still could. Later on in this process, somebody could make a motion to amend that definition if we needed to.
We would need to place it on the agenda for for discussion, and then it would have to be moved and seconded for there to be any further action. Yeah.
But if it's a working, then we don't have to put it on the agenda?
No, you will always have to put it on the agenda. Okay. The body cannot take action on anything that has not been on an agenda at least 48 hours before the meeting.
Okay. And then my second question is not necessarily about this, but it's about the working group who worked on this. I'm wondering if the people that are present feel like you've gotten enough feedback to take that back to your group and kind of come up with something that's a little more final, because this still had, it's the first time we've all seen it, right? I do think we need to move this along. I'm a fan of moving this along as well, so we don't keep talking about it all the time. But I'm wondering if you've heard enough feedback that you think you could go back and really come back with what would be more final, that wouldn't have the two definitions, from what you've heard from all of us tonight.
That would be achieved by making a motion to table vote.
Well, we'll get to that next. First, let's vote on Glenn's motion, okay? Does everybody feel prepared to vote on Glenn's motion?
The only thing that I'll say is, I think we've used this language in the past, and I can't remember exactly where for the committee, but I would appreciate using language. It doesn't have to be an amendment. It can just be when we vote, you know, to include it in it, but that we understand that this is a living document where further understanding may have us revise this in the future, essentially. So it's a little bit less, you know.
Can I make it a motion to ask Glenn to amend his proposal to use a living document, as Erica just stated? I think that's much more in the spirit of what everybody's talking about.
So here's what I would propose, so that we don't go down a parliamentary rabbit hole. I think we need to vote on the motion that's on the floor. If that's not the language you prefer, vote no. If you're comfortable with the language, vote yes, or let's do a quick straw poll. We can do that as well. Are we comfortable with a straw poll quickly?
Sure.
Okay. So for those of you who are on the Zoom call, do you know how to use the chat feature?
Yes.
Okay. Drop it in the chat if you want to vote yes or no.
And you're a committee member.
And if you're a committee member, yes, thank you. For those of you in the room who intend to vote yes for the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. For those of you who intend to vote no, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Of the people who raised their hand, which I saw 11 no's and 8 yeses, including those who are on the Zoom chat. So Glenn, do you want us to call the roll on the motion, or do you want to amend or withdraw it?
I'm not so sure I know what the suggestion is precisely.
So the straw poll that we just took was just designed to try to gather, when we call the motion, will it be approved or not approved? The straw poll,
I understand
that. Is that the language that you have suggested be incorporated into the document then would not be incorporated. That would be the outcome.
I believe that there is a motion, a main motion, which is the one you read to me, and mine superimposes on that an amendment inserting language. And then I understand that there's been a suggestion that rather than spell out procedurally precisely what this group is doing and what it can do, we come up with some amorphous words like it's a living document. So for the record, I don't buy into the idea that we should deal in vagaries. We should definitely allow ourselves to understand precisely what we're doing. So my original motion stands, and I hope people will support it so we can move on and so people feel more likely to agree upon a definition, knowing that we're not locked in and that we can have it evolve over time if necessary. So I would like to call the question.
Okay. I'm going to start in reverse order of the alphabet. Yoon. Yes. Okay. Weissenberger.
Yes.
I will call the people who were not initially present at roll call, just in case my roll call record is not correct. We can clean that up. Serzinovich. Simon. Shea.
No.
Schumacher. Shiner. No. Rogers?
No.
Riley? Ricchetti? Peavy? Kaepernick? Oates? Sharon, are you on Zoom? We lost Sharon. Norman?
Yes.
Nicholas?
Yes.
Navarro?
No.
McAdams?
Yes.
McCauley? Christman? Kirk?
Yes.
Farzad? He's absent. Cascatallo?
No.
Kang? Kirk Johnson?
Yes.
Ken Johnson?
Yes.
Iverson? Herman? Hartshorn?
No.
Grant?
Yes.
Graham? Luce?
No.
Foster? Economos? Duba Clancy?
No.
DeSorbo Quinn?
Yes.
Creedy?
No.
Burkett? Brandhorst? Bonner?
No.
Baird?
No.
Bachner?
No.
Austin?
No.
Arouse? Addy? Okay. All right, give me a second to do a little bit of math here. Hang on. All right, I've got 13 no's. I've got 10 yeses. Motion does not pass. Okay, thank you. So the motion that remains on the floor is to approve the definitions, and we're still sort of discussing it, right?
I think actually, because he amended that motion, we just voted down the original motion, which
okay.
wasn't substantive.
Okay.
My point of clarification?
No, I don't believe we did. The original motion still stands. The amendment failed.
So I asked as a point of clarification.
Yeah, I didn't amend my motion.
Right. So the people who made the original motion did not agree to amend the original motion. So he made a motion to include language in the document, but
he
not.
He said he could amend the original motion without the original mover.
Yeah.
I think what would be.
Do we just want to make do we want to figure out just a way to move forward? Yeah. Okay.
I think table. Yeah. And I think that would give everybody time to consider the document. Again, the committee, the subgroup really does. It was not, we did not mean to put everybody in a position where they were going to be asked to vote on something without considering it, so.
No, and I think from the beginning of the meeting, I think everyone very much appreciates the time that was spent on this, and the incredible amount of effort and people stepping up and being willing to do it. So, but it's a large group. And consensus is important.
And in general too, I think you guys did such very good work on this, and any other voices that are in the room lend, additional thought to it as well. So like the idea of through no fault of their own, does that mean something to us or doesn't it, right? That's something worth considering. And we can think through that. Continue to think through that, discuss that. I would like to hear if there's anything else about what the subgroup has provided us that people may be looking for clarification, or are there just any other final thoughts before?
So I understand what I'm gathering is that the confusion between the two different definitions is the word outcome. And people are talking, well, what's the barrier to reach that outcome? And not to add more language, but maybe just an idea is the barrier is always accessibility. And if people can't access those resources and opportunities, then we will never know what the outcome is. This is my thought on it.
This is Nancy Nicholas. I just wonder, does the subcommittee object to including number two? And you have four paragraphs. The different paragraph in your definition.
Well, we don't have Erica, we don't have the full group here. So I don't want to necessarily just put half of them on the spot.
Okay. That's a question I have.
Sure.
Because it doesn't seem to conflict to me at all, but it would expand and better explain both the opportunity and the outcome. So I just wanted to consider just reading it in and having it be a longer definition. And my second question is, you'll be sending this out to all the committee, right? By email?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I'm hearing that the subcommittee put a lot of work and time into this and came to us and said, here's the point of disagreement. But are we now saying, go back and come up with a whole nother definition or just that piece? Let's come to some language compromise on it.
I think I heard everything on this page. So the definition of equity is just expanded to include this paragraph.
Yeah.
So it would be reading into the record every word on this page.
Okay. I just want to make sure you don't have to go back and spend another 20.
Right.
30 hours on it.
So if I could just raise some of the questions or points of clarification that I had. There's only half of you here. So please understand, if you don't want to answer it, you're not obligated to do that if you don't think you have an answer. And I'm also kind of putting people on the spot. So these are just the issues I raise for discussion, and they don't require a response right now. But just looking into, just kind of digging into the language a little bit, the first paragraph, equity is a process, the outcome of which must be evident in all aspects of government operations. I'm a little curious what that means. Forming or executing public policy, distributing public services, and managing all institutions serving the public directly or by contract. I'd like to get a little clarification on what all institutions means, because the only authority that the village can exercise is over the village. We don't exercise control or authority over the township or the schools or the universities, park district or library. So that was one question I have. And then it just kind of cascades through to the other paragraphs as we talk about no longer determining life outcomes. As I put on my administrator hat, the only things within my span of control, within the Village Board of Trustees span of control in terms of legislation, is the village as a municipal corporation. They're leaders of the community for sure. And you are too. But that's their authority. And so as we also talk about education, health, again, there's certain parts of this that we do and don't have control over. Health as it relates to EMS, absolutely. Health as it relates to public response to a pandemic, absolutely. But we're not a public health department. We don't have that control. Those were just sort of my thoughts about how we approach this and how it relates back to bringing a consultant in who's going to take a look and assess the village as a municipal corporation, how those pieces tie together.
And we did have that discussion quite a bit, and life outcomes really was, and I don't want to speak for anybody else on the committee. I think quality of life and the village as our fundamental infrastructure does shape the quality of life in our community. And that is what ultimately draws people here, is the promise of a lovely quality of life. And no, you do not deliver health services directly, nor would I think anybody on the subcommittee suggest or ask that the village expand its focus or its allocation of resources. But you do also have a development department. So is that maybe attracting opportunities to the community to balance out or to open up the door to, you know, the access to those outcomes and to a more uniform and consistent quality of life? But yeah, and the other thing I did want to say on that point too is by no means was the subcommittee suggesting what the work of the village board should be, nor were we suggesting that we are weighing in and making recommendations to the village board on national issues or national discussions. This really was, again, a reference point, like, hey, River Forest is known for its great quality of life. Where are opportunities where we can enhance that? Are there groups that aren't experiencing that in the same way? And how can the village, within its statutory authority, defined functions, taxing body, direct resources to those outcomes?
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
I would chime in and say, I brought this up before, and I kind of got poo-pooed by the larger group, because I have the same concerns. I don't know what institutions mean, and so in my mind, I went along with the language, because I do think it could mean things like who we're contracting with to recruit the chief of the fire department. So I looked at it more like our contractual relationships more than I did institutions in the traditional definition. But I share those same concerns, Lisa.
Okay. Richard, Megan, Glenn.
Who's Richard?
I'm sorry, Robert. Bob. Please forgive me. I'm still getting to know everybody.
Information. The way I understand ourselves as a group is in terms of our relationship and where whatever we come up with actually goes, and then it's up to the receivers to go beyond. We as a group, recommend to the Board of Trustees of the village. That's what I see as my task. All the other entities will have to do their own work. Is that right?
Right. So the purpose of this group is an advisory group to the Village Board of Trustees.
Okay.
Megan.
Okay. I have some questions about your question, actually. So a little bit of. So when I was listening to that discussion about when we were, when the board was asked to what diversity, equity, and inclusion meant, and that was brought to us as our task, I never got the sense that that meant what does diversity, equity, and inclusion mean in the very restrictive sense of what is this group going to do. And I didn't get the sense that it was a covenant of any kind that bound our group to, you know, curate the ills of society in their entirety, whether there was functional control or not. And my sense was that these were definitions or working terms, not that these were the guidelines or the actual work of the group, just sort of the function or the way we were going to discuss the work. So I guess I was surprised to hear your questions about that, because these terms are much more narrow if we're only considering the work of the village. And they don't seem like definitions to me. In that case, they seem like a framework. And so my question is, are we offering definitions, which I feel like our small group has kind of done in the sense that they could, with the understanding that, of course, the village is not responsible for anything outside of its control, or are we supposed to tailor this much more specifically to the actions of this group and its response to the village, or its recommendations to the village board?
So everything we do needs to, I think, just speak back to mission, goals, and responsibilities. And so what the definitions that we come up with, if we go back and apply them there and something doesn't align, then I would just ask us to think about it or take a look at it. And I'm not trying to limit the work of the group, but it is an advisory body to the village board. So this is your community. And I'm not, you know, we are coming at this with the mindset of how do we help the community grow. At the same time, there are areas where we may have good ideas, good thoughts, things to share. We have outstanding collaborative relationships with these other agencies. But at the end of the day, I don't know that we have the authority here. And I think in many cases, we don't have the authority to affect outcomes in those agencies.
Right, and I totally see that, and I agree. I was wondering if that was in a definition, if like that, if our definitions need to be so specific that they do that, because then I don't feel like I'm not sure how we really get there, because that's really specific, and I've never seen an equity definition that goes to that level. So that's, I guess, my question is this a framework or is this a definition? Because if it's a definition, I'm not sure that it needs to be that specific, but if it's a framework, then yes, you need to address the issues there.
Okay, fair enough.
So to your question, Megan, and I mean, we can talk about it, but I do see them as definitions, because one of the things that we'll end up doing is creating a framework later down the road of how we address issues, right? So I do see that we could use these definitions to help us build a framework, but that we do have an understanding that the work that we are doing is only around like those things that we can, that we are, I don't know, assigned to affect or, yeah.
And then Glenn and then David, and I see that we're coming up by 9 o'clock and we want to be respectful of everyone's time.
Okay, first of all, I want to say as a member of this body how much I appreciate the work of the subgroup. I understand that you put in hours and tried to reach an agreement, and in fairness to everybody on the committee, you came up with some definitions and some and an alternative in one case. And I'm very grateful for your work. I am a bit confused as to where we are procedural. In other words, is there a motion on the floor that we adopt a specific definition? Because that's, from a parliamentary perspective, how we would operate. And the reason is, very practical reason from my perspective, if I go home and I want to work on a definition, I want to know what is the template that I'm working on. I want to know if it's the original three items. I want to know if it's the subgroup's recommendation and then elimination of the original equity definition. No, I wouldn't include that. So if I want to make suggestions and modifications, I want to know what language, what text I'm seeking to amend, adjust, support, or not support. So that's very important to me to know where we are.
So fair enough. I think for the purposes of clarifying this, and then David, I see that you have your hand up too. So I think here's what I would do is for the purposes of clarity, what we would say is there is, and if I think Abby, you made the original motion, Mindy, I don't know if you're still on the phone, if you'd be willing to amend your original motion, just for the point of clarity, that it's a motion to approve the definitions as recommended by the subgroup.
No. What we're trying to get to is, do you want definition one of equity or definition of two of equity? Having both in there is kind of weird. I would propose a language change, and I think Sheila said it at the very beginning of this conversation, of equitable outcomes. And that kind of erases all of the, I'm sorry, I don't know who was speaking about the concern over the value statement. That's the only way I know how to identify that person. But that speaks to, it's, you can't have an outcome if you don't have the opportunity. And if you want the outcome, then you got to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. So I kind of like what Sheila said at the very beginning, equitable outcomes. Sure. I understand your concerns about, you know, what do we mean by certain things that as it applies to the village. I think we could work on that. And I think we should table this and either have another group, the current group, work on it again, or get a new group to polish it off.
So, Mindy, I think the purpose of my request was to say that I think Glenn is looking for clarity because there was a definition that was proposed at the last meeting, and now there are revisions to that original proposal. Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're wanting to make sure you understand if we're working off of a document, essentially, what document are we working off of?
That's essentially correct. And I actually, the procedural standpoint, we're working off of this original document right now, to be candid with you, because nobody's made a motion to substitute any of this language, which is fine, which we can continue to have a discussion about. But we're really totally in the air. I mean, the group had an idea of what we're working with. Maybe we could conclude that now, but in the time that's left, I don't think that's happened. I guess we have to leave it up in the air, but it does preclude us from individually trying to make a contribution to the language, which is unfortunate.
So for the purposes of the discussion tonight, if we make a motion to table to August 17th, that supersedes the decision tonight, which is, I think, where we're at.
I offered that.
Right. So Mindy and Abby, would you be willing to make a motion to table to August 17th the discussion regarding regarding the definitions of diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Yes.
All right. Abby says yes. Mindy says yes. Let's do a quick voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
David, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten to you yet. Are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm here. No problem. I think sort of we got to the conclusion that I was going to talk about anyways, which is, I think we should table this. I think last meeting, I've been in all the meetings, and the last one, we put together this committee, and I'm grateful for the work that they've done. And we all had an opportunity to join that committee, and we got 6 folks who came together, and they tried to get a consensus and came back with 2 definitions, which I think was the consensus. And I think having the vote tonight would be a little difficult, just because I think people need time to meditate on it and review it and think about it. But I think coming back in August, so August 17th, motions could be added for changes at that point. But I do want folks not to get so caught up on consistency building. We have 40 members, a part of this committee, 40 plus. And so I think, once we call the question, we'll see. I mean, we had a consensus on Glenn's motion, which, it wasn't, we don't have 40 members here tonight, but we had a consensus in the room of folks didn't want to change and add that language in. So I think there will be consensus building, and I don't think we necessarily have to have a straw vote to get to that consensus building. If we just start calling the question, I think that'll come into focus. So that's all I wanted to say.
So for tonight, and to Glenn's point, do we want to say that, and then maybe have it read in?
Yep.
But what the subgroup is providing us is what we would be working on. It would, for clarity's sake, not include the original equity definition. And I'm wondering if the subgroup would consider including wording around opportunities as well as outcomes.
I think yes, and we certainly had that discussion. And I think that is covered, but I think it's something we can come back to for sure.
So could we clarify the charge of the group then going between now and the next meeting?
I have a question on that, Ken. There was a discussion earlier about marginalized voices, and I need to understand, in my own mind, do we want that in the definition of equity, or are people okay with it in the inclusion section?
It's in both places.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it being in both places. It looks like in the room we are okay with it being.
There's
in
a lot
both
of
places.
Head nodding. Yes. For those of you who are on Zoom. Okay. So I think it would probably be a good idea, and we would not be violating the Open Meetings Act to do this, is to just have a conversation following the meeting with the working group members to make sure you're all comfortable with what you're being asked to do and how that's going to play out between now and the next meeting, which is August 17th.
And I would hope that whatever is developed as a revision of the document, that it's given to us several days prior to the meeting.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things we want to talk about. Yeah, so typically the packets go out the Friday before your meeting, which is enough time for the Open Meetings Act, but to the extent that we want the group to see this ahead of time, that's fine. I would just say that any debate over it, any discussion over it, really needs to happen in an open forum, And that, you know, obviously I send all the emails, you know, blind copied so that there isn't an inadvertent violation of the Open Meetings Act. But to the extent that there's debate and discussion, I would just say that I would just encourage all the members then to discuss it in the public setting as the larger group.
So to clarify, if one of us hypothetically were to come up with our own proposed definition, it would be improper to circulate that prior to the meeting.
You would need to send it to one of the chairs, any one of us, and then we would circulate that to the rest of the group.
Okay.
May I ask a question on that? Would it be problematic for that one person to share it with the subgroup because they have all the background information on that?
My only concern is that if the subgroup expands to include more members or there's discussion, I'm just a little concerned about tap dancing around Open Meetings Act.
That's so, really what I was asking.
So to avoid any errors in that, we're just going to have items come into the co-chairs.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for everyone to know who to send it to them too.
Right. Okay, so the other items on the agenda will be continued to August 17th. That is the date of the next meeting. My apologies for the date miscommunication on the original agenda when I said Tuesday, August 2nd. So to be clear, Tuesday, August 17th. And then the following meeting would technically be Labor Day, so we won't hold a meeting because the village is closed. Just very quickly, the governor did extend the remote participation, the executive order that allows it. So we're going to continue in that vein. I appreciate everybody donning masks tonight. That's very thoughtful and helpful. Dominican University is going to start using some of these spaces as classroom space. So just be sure to check the location at the top of the agenda because it may change, because I know this is a very in-demand classroom and we're working through that with them. We'll keep it on the campus, ideally. That's our first go-to, but just as an FYI to make sure you check that meeting location. And as always, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask.
Okay. We adjourn.
Navarro, second.
Rosie,
seconded, absolutely. All right, all those in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Good discussion tonight.